Turn up your radio. Turn up your radio. Good music lives here. Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, our Cobway, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
President Hakainde Hichilema calls for fair, equitable trade partnerships between Africa and Europe. Government attributes recent fuel shortages in parts of the country to logistical challenges. In international news, 6 people die in a stampede during military recruitment in Ghana. And in sports, Messi and Argentina football team to join Angola's 50th independence anniversary.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Francis. President Hakainde Hichilema has called for a shift in the trade and investment relationship between Africa and Europe, urging for more equitable and mutually beneficial partnerships that recognize the true value of Africa's resources and labor. Speaking at the EU-Zambia-Lobito Corridor Business Forum, President Hichilema said Zambia, with its vast resource and endowments, stands ready to benefit from a new model of cooperation that combines Africa's natural wealth with European capital, expertise and technology to drive sustainable growth and development. He emphasized that Africa's resources and workforce must be fairly valued and compensated, noting that investments on the continent should be made at a fair price to avoid the burden of high capital costs that often limit economic progress. The President commended the European Union and the European Investment Bank, EIB, for their role in mobilizing resources and capital for investment in Zambia and across Africa.
That the EU must do more with Zambia. The EU must do more with Africa. And I mean that. Africa and the EU have one of the longest interactions in human history. And I think along the way, we both dropped the ball. And we focused on political relationships, concerning ourselves more on issues of immigration, which are very important. But I think the underlying value was not attended, in my view. Deepening our business, investment, trade, cooperation. Working together in that space. Now is the time to attend to what we've been ignoring for a long time. A trade, yes, was taking place, but on one dimension. Africa's raw materials into Europe. Africa's labor into Europe. I think now is to engage in real business partnerships.
Meanwhile, the European Investment Bank, EIB, announced that it has invested over 1 billion euros in the country since 1978 and is exploring new opportunities to support the Lobito Corridor project. EIB Vice President Carl Nehama said the bank is considering ways to contribute to the development of a trans-African railway network that would facilitate the export of Zambia's minerals while supporting the country's mining sector priorities. The EIB also plans to integrate energy grids and interconnectors into its future projects under the Lobito Corridor Initiative, creating synergies between transport, energy and trade infrastructure to unlock Zambia's economic potential. Energy Minister Makozo Chikote has confirmed that the recent fuel shortages experienced in parts of the country are due to logistical challenges, as opposed to some media reports suggesting that the scarcity was as a result of reduction in national reserves. Speaking in a statement unveiled to the media, Mr. Chikwete said Zambia currently has more than 57 million liters of diesel and over 40 million liters of petrol in reserve, explaining that the recent shortages were due to delays in transportation and distribution. However, he assured the public that normal supply will soon resume. The minister has since urged members of the public to remain calm as measures are being implemented to stabilize the situation. In another development, government has been urged to consider declaring the current power crisis a national emergency in a bid to attract the international community for assistance. Speaking in an interview in Lusaka, opposition Democratic Union leader Achim Anthony Njovu says President Hakainde Hichilema's new dawn has clearly failed to address the electricity challenges that have seen some areas going for over 72 hours without power. This is despite ZESCO's assurance that the power utility company would be able to supply consumers at least 3 hours of electricity in a day. However, some parts of Lusaka have had no power for 3 days, crippling businesses in the community. And commenting on the crisis, Mr. Njovu said the sooner government accepts the reality on the ground, the better for the country. The opposition leader has since described the current energy crisis as the worst in the country's history, adding that Zambians have been subjected to serious poverty as a result. The non-governmental gender organizations coordinating council, NGOCC, says the continued underrepresentation of women and girls, as well as other vulnerable in society in the distribution of national resources, has for a long time compromised their right to access equitable resources. The council has therefore underscored the importance of a gender-responsive budget, stating that it is critical for ensuring that resources are shared fairly among citizens at every societal level. Speaking when the council unveiled its analysis on the 2026 national budget from a gender perspective, NGOCC board chairperson Beauty Katebe noted concern that the systematic omission of the vulnerable, including women in society, is not only a human rights concern but a limitation to the country's economic and social potential. While NGOCC recognizes the significant strides the government has made in terms of development, the council's continuous analysis revealed the specific struggles and needs of women are either generalized and simplified or worse, overlooked entirely. Ms. Katele said this development is not just a technical oversight, but a profound limitation to national potential. Meanwhile, the government has reaffirmed its commitment to promoting gender inclusivity and equality. Local Government and Rural Development Minister Gift Sialuwalo said government, through the Gender Division, is strengthening mechanisms targeting gender analysis and mainstreaming budgeting in its planning to enhance service delivery at the community level. He added that the government is committed to ensuring that its programs address the needs of women and promote gender equality. He further said the Constituency Development Fund has been and continues to be instrumental in decentralizing resources, emphasizing that government is committed to ensuring that women and children remain key beneficiaries of the funds. In international news, at least 6 people lost their lives in a tragic crowd crash during a military recruitment exercise at Accra's El Wax Sports Stadium in Ghana. The stampede occurred early Wednesday morning before the event officially began, triggered by a sudden surge of applicants who overwhelmed security and rushed through the stadium gates. Thousands of young Ghanaians, amid a youth unemployment rate of around 13%, had gathered hoping to secure a spot in the Ghana Armed Forces. The recruitment deadline had been extended by a week to accommodate applicants who faced challenges with the online registration process, leading to a larger-than-expected turnout. The crash resulted in multiple injuries, with several people currently receiving emergency medical care at the 37 Military Hospital in Accra. Authorities have secured the area, and calm has since been restored as the recruitment process continues under tighter security. The Ghana Armed Forces have expressed condolences to the families of the deceased and promised a thorough investigation to understand the causes of the incident and prevent future occurrences. This tragic event highlights the intense demand for military jobs in Ghana as young people seek employment opportunities in a competitive job.